Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Smiling, blonde, and beautiful, 4-year-old Ariel Crespi swam alongside her father as reporters and photographers as far away as from Great Britain took pictures and wrote about the 2-mile swim. What made this different from the thousands of dads who take their children and swim in the warm surf? Swimming days for Irv Crespi, the father, were numbered at that point. He had learned that he had a malignant melanoma, which eventually took his life. As a long-distance swimmer, Irv had wanted his daughter to love the water. Before she could even walk, he taught her how to swim. He believed that though she was only 4, she could make the 2-mile swim with him. And sure enough, she did. "I don't have an estate to leave her," said Crespi. "This is my legacy to her." For weeks they had trained, traversing the little pool in the apartment complex where they lived, and then came the big day. More than 100 spectators cheered the little girl and the dying father who so desperately wanted his little daughter to succeed. After the swim, a British journalist asked Irv why he thought the feat had gained so much media attention. "Because," Crespi started to respond, but his eyes, already reddened from the salt of the surf, clouded and filled with tears. After a long moment, he said, "Because it's a love story." I don't know about you, but the picture of that dad swimming alongside a little blonde 4-year-old girl is enough to break even a stony heart. I remember when my girls were 4, and I also think of some dads who were always going to take time off to play with their kids. And then something happened, and good intentions crumbled with loss. Now, there are several ways I could go with today's commentary. I could ask you, what legacy are you as a parent passing on to your child? Stocks and bonds, the ability to swim in the surf, your integrity, a lively, reckless faith in God, the ability to discern right from wrong, or an estate worth plenty of money. Will your son or daughter someday look back and think of the boat you helped to build, the papers you worked on together, the fishing trips that you enjoyed? Or may your son or daughter remember you as you took your briefcase and headed out the door to the office? I think of a young man who spoke of his father saying, "Dad was a Phi Beta Kappa, a Rhodes Scholar and a company president, but he flunked marriage, fatherhood, friendship, and fun." What price success? The second emphasis that I could make is, do it now. You've always been wanting to swim in the surf or make that fishing trip a reality or build the boat? What are you waiting on? Have you ever sat down and seriously asked, what legacy am I leaving to my children? No, not the money in the bank or your property. How do you want them to remember you? What of the spiritual legacy you leave too? Does that not count as well? Of Abraham, God wrote, "For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just." Possibly the picture of a dad dying with cancer swimming alongside his little girl in the surf creates a bit of guilt in many of us. You can't turn back the calendar and swim with your children. But for others, you can help make your child's legacy a gift of yourself. As the Nike ad suggests, just do it. And I would add, do it now. This morning, as I had coffee with my youngest daughter, we reminisced how that when she was 4 years of age, our family moved to Manila, Philippines. It changed the direction of our lives. We talked about the fun things and the crazy things that we did. Believe me, friend, those build bridges to the future. Do it now, and later you will be glad you did. I'm Harold Sala. You've just heard Guidelines.